Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court have signaled support for Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity for his acts while in office. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports on the nearly 3 hours of high court arguments over the issue on Thursday.
Five of the conservative justices had clear doubts about when, if ever, criminal charges could be brought against a former president for actions he took while in office. Here, for example, is Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Conspiracy to defraud the United States can be used against a lot of presidential activities historically with a creative prosecutor who wants to go after a president.
Counting judicial heads, it seemed clear that the court would, at minimum, send the Trump case back to the trial court for further proceedings, thus ensuring that no trial on the election obstruction charges would take place before the election. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony because of ongoing anti-war protests on its campus. A pro-Palestinian encampment was set up on Stanford University's campus last night. The White House is weighing in on the growing protests on college campuses. Karine Jean-Pierre has stressed the importance of free speech on all sides.
Protests must be peaceful. You know, students must be safe. When we see violent rhetoric, we have to call that out. When we see physical intimidation or grotesque anti-Semitic remarks, we have to speak that out.
Jean-Pierre says the White House will not comment, however, on calls for the president of Columbia University to step down. In a major foreign policy speech, French President Emmanuel Macron says that Europe must scale up its defense amid rising challenges of a changed world. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that Macron cites Russia as an existential threat to the continent.
In a nearly two-hour speech at the Sorbonne University, Macron said Europe must wake up to the fact that it's not sufficiently armed to confront Russian aggression. He said Europe cannot count on the U.S. and must have sovereignty over its economy and defense.
La bataille n'est pas encore gagnée.
The battle is far from over, he said, and for the next decade, the risk is huge. We have to be lucid. Our Europe is mortal and it can die. Macron hailed how Europe came together to face COVID and major economic crises. He said it must now build a common defense, including the creation of a continent-wide anti-missile shield for the future, much like Israel's Iron Dome. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The U.S. has announced a temporary troop withdrawal from Chad. The move comes after the Central African Nation's Air Force ordered a halt to U.S. activities at an airbase near its capital. A Pentagon spokesman says it's part of an ongoing security review. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Grammarly. Today, people are working to innovate and do more in their workdays. But coming up with fresh ideas and quick responses can be tough. Introducing Grammarly Go, a product offering personalized generative AI communication assistance that will change the way you write. With just a few clicks, Grammarly Go can ideate, compose, and rewrite thoughtfully, accelerating your productivity and unlocking your creativity. Go to grammarly.com/go.